Dwayne, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Holy zombie Jesus!
Revolution without dancing is a revolution not worth having.
My calculations are correct.
Television is the explanation for this. You see this in bad television.
Follow your soul! Follow your soul!
This is cool.
That sounds like something out of science fiction.
You live in a spaceship, dear.
What was that? It was bad. It had nothing. No fire, no energy, no nothing. And it must pop, pop, pop! From 5 to 7, it must be green. Okay? Okay?
Okay, we should be going.
Yay!
And I'm usually the one that's, oh, hey, we've actually got a new error. Socket connection not ready to send data.
Meh.
In short, Jack Lopez told us to fuck off, and they just don't have the balls to do it.
I am that fair, man. Send a message to him saying, hey, what the hell's going on?
Anand says connection closed gracefully. Which means they cut it off.
Like I said, send him an email saying, hey, what the hell?
I'll send it to him when we're done. So.
Yeah. But anyways, I have missed the... I happen to be calling in doing the show after my 3-week sabbatical. I'm still not connected to anything. I have a phone. I have a phone. That's all I fucking have is a phone.
Well, it's something at least. And with that, at least, with the iPad, we can at least do something. So, how many minutes have on it right now?
Unlimited.
Oh, sweet. Hey, that works.
But I can't do it. Literally, just a phone. Can't surf the net. Can't check Facebook. Can't go to tweet. I can't tweet like a twat. Can't do anything. It's a phone.
Well,
it is a phone.
At least you can sit here and yak with me for a couple hours. So.
Yeah.
You on Pride 48. Pride 48 has been getting weird. I haven't got anybody to talk to, so I just ramble.
Oh, Lord. I have spent a lot of time catching up on my DVD collection again.
I'm sure.
I have not watched so much goddamn Cool Shack the Night Stalker in my life until now.
Hey, it's something.
I've got like 2 seasons of Cool Shack.
Huh.
And that's from the 70s. That's when seasons ran for like 50 fucking episodes. Yeah, there's a lot of Cool Shack.
At least you have something to do. It could be worse.
Watching TV, doing yard work, cleaning the house. Waiting for the idiot landlords to show up so I can fucking call the cops on them.
How is that going, by the way?
One of them is supposed to be here on the 1st, on Thursday, to escort us off the property.
But you're still renting it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
Which is why on the 1st, the good landlord, the landlord that likes us, that wants to keep us and wants us, to stay around if nothing else because we piss off his partners, is going to be here going, no, you're not. And I'm going to be sitting there going, okay. This is going to be a fun day.
Okay, now, one thing for those, if anybody in their right minds is starting this up right now, what is the status update of that?
Status update is, the good landlord should actually have an injunction by the end of the day to actually stop them from doing anything, because literally the basis for them wanting to kick us out is so they can sell the property. So the two idiot landlords can sell the property.
Well, yeah, we knew this. They've got a fuck. They've had a fucking ad on Craigslist for what? A couple of months now.
Yeah. No one wants the property.
There's a shock.
Yeah, they've even done a $20,000 price reduction. No one wants it.
Yeah, they consider it dead weight. They want to get rid of it. Maybe they're finally realizing what a piece of shit that property actually is.
Actually, no. From what it sounds like, one of them is in a heap of debt.
Ah, so they need money fast.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't going to get it selling property. Not in this economy.
Not in this economy, not in this area, and certainly not out in the fucking boonies.
Well, how much money does that idiot need that he's trying to sell a piece of, it's your home, but excuse me, a piece of shit land in a hole-in-the-wall city near nothing, has no amenities, nothing close. It's like trying to sell ice to an Eskimo. There's nobody in their right mind that would pay $200,000 or $170,000 for that piece of land. There's just no use for it.
It gets better than that. There's a fun little ordinance clause that, you know, anyone buying a piece of property out here that has possibility of sewer connection has to pay an extra $20,000 for the sewer connection per plot. So, and there's at least two houses on this property. Three structures that use water. That's $60,000 extra.
So they'd have to have an updated sewage connection, basically?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, ow.
No one will buy if they don't know about that.
Well, and if they do know about that, he can drop it $100,000 if he wants to, but the fact that let's say they got down to $90,000, you're talking at least $150,000 put in, and I'm sorry, there's a hell of a lot of work that needs to be done on that house. You're talking easily $200,000 at that. Another $100,000 at least on top of what you're going to be buying the land for.
Well, the other house on the property is fucking condemned.
Yeah.
It's condemned. It would have to be completely torn out, and if you want something there, you have to put it on. And that's, you know, $150,000, $200,000 easy. So a property that, you know, costs $100,000 is going to cost you $450,000. So yeah, you know, I'm just kind of like, wow, they're fucking stupid.
Well, God damn it, we're out of sync, aren't we?
No.
Okay, the only thing I could think of that would be good for that land would be to just bulldoze the whole fucking thing and use it for pasture. But even that would cost money to do. So, I mean, there's no way that you could just buy the land and move on to it. There's a lot more money going out to do, and even if you were to bulldoze to do whatever, you're still talking another $50,000-$60,000 just to make a pasture that's not even what not even 5 acres in size. There's not much you can do with that.
Not really, no. You can put up a couple of houses. Maybe. But given the location of the property, and there's fucking nothing out here, there is a bar, a utility station, and a gas station. That's it.
Yeah, well, it's like I said, there's literally no amenities there. Because the town is... God, this fucking program keeps... God, what? What the fuck? Oh, shut the fuck up. What is going on here? Fucking program is locking up. I don't know why. Let's see here. Okay, let's do like four or five of these goddamn live recording things so that I don't start playing music again. There.
I got it fixed now?
I don't
know. I have
no
idea.
No, I don't. For some odd reason, my computer is hitching. And every time it hitches, it either puts you or me or both of us out of sync. I have to start the live recording again, and I have to reboot my mic. This is nuts.
I've been saying that for months now.
Somehow, just talking, my fucking mic was 2 seconds out of sync on the program. I don't know what the hell to do here.
That's it. Twiddle your thumbs and toes, and hopefully they come to take you away, haha.
Oh, believe me, I would welcome it. Be so nice to get out of half of the things that I'm stuck in right now. But I have to keep realistic.
Hey,
I'm stuck.
I had a brief heart attack last night.
Aren't those fun? I've had something similar that scared the shit out of me. That was actually
I had a brief heart attack last night.
That was about, when was that? That was like 17 years ago.
Oh, no. My computer had an error while booting up.
Fun.
And I was sitting there going, oh, God, please no.
So what can you even do with that thing now?
Like, it's my own computer. Playing games on it. And I've been doing a bit of writing, actually.
Hmm.
Kicking around some fan fiction ideas, kicking around some original works.
What games are you playing?
I've actually got a bunch of PopCap games, Plants vs. Zombies, Bejeweled Twist, and Fan Aquarium. Plus a few other things I've got stashed away for just such emergency, like Final Fantasy VI, Final Fantasy V, Final Fantasy IV, Final Fantasy III, Final Fantasy II and I, Kingdom Hearts Chain of Memories, a bunch of Nintendo games, Super Nintendo games.
So, emulator games.
Yeah. Plus a lot of solitaire.
Well, yeah. Solitaire is always a good...
And let me tell you, my computer cheats at solitaire.
Every computer cheats at solitaire.
Yeah, but mine's cheating like a motherfucker. 1,500 games. 112.
That's about right.
It's like, God damn it, really? No! Yeah, terrible. Absolutely terrible. No, I'm finally getting to the point where I can start winning hearts more and more. I don't know how the fuck I even got that one worked out. It's like, I'm winning at hearts. What the hell? I didn't like hearts. I'm just playing it because I need something to play.
Hearts is a fun time-wasting game, really, when you look at it. It's just, it's not a game that you're going to be playing for hours on end. It's just a fun little game to come in on. Like, if you're installing something, it's a perfect install game.
Yeah. It's a good way to kill time. That's what it comes down to. Great way to kill time, actually.
I have a feeling this show's going to be like a half hour, and then we're just going to say fuck it.
Probably.
That's fine.
Yes,
well,
yes, I know. I I know I need to play a diamond. Fuck you, you fucking piece of shit.
One thing I would like to... Actually, this might be better. Just say what we want to say here, and then let's you and I just sit back and chat.
Relax.
And see what we can do. Because I need to... We need to figure out what's going on here. 721.
Yeah.
721, is that... Okay, that's... What is 720, then? I'll have to... I'm going through and saving all the streams and putting them on Dropbox, so I can check and make sure that what I have archived is everything. So Dropbox folder. Where am I going? I'll put this in miscellaneous. No, I won't. There's a lot of shit in there. What the hell?
Yeah, without me being online, I can't do my usual, like, cleanup jobs and shit.
Well, you weren't doing a very good job to begin with if a lot of this shit is still in here. Okay, opener. Oh, I should probably grab that. Pride 48. Yeah. We don't need... Well, I'll keep those two just for the hell of it, in case we lose them. Deadly 30. Broforce. You should have gotten Broforce. That's a fun little waster.
I think I've downloaded it. I just can't remember where I put the file.
I also have been playing one that Phony's been playing. There is a demo of it. It's not. It takes you about a couple hours to win, but it's fun, called Rogue Legacy. That's a fun little mess around game. Okay, now let's paste these in here. And then I need... What do I need? I've got the 21st. I need to put the 28th in here. And then today's. Okay.
Yeah, this is pretty much a little kind of update episode going, yeah, we're still alive, I'm still kicking, I'm just fucking still cut off. I'm working on it. Hopefully, actually.
If you want to listen to me, just go on Chaotic Ravings and you'll learn more about me than you ever wanted to know. So, these past 3 weeks have been almost like... therapy sessions.
Very cathartic, whatever the fuck it is. Therapeutic. Let's go with that word.
Oh, yeah. What the hell? How am I down to 112 megs again? I had like 2 gigs left of space, and now I'm down to 112. The hell is doing that? Oh, no, I think I know. Recycling bin. Because I had all that shit. Now I've got 233 megs. What the fuck is chewing up all my space?
All that porn.
I do not get the... No, all the porn's on another hard drive. That's what I have an external hard drive for. I don't think there's much of anything on here. Of course. Oh, well, I've got, like, Batman the Animated Series stuff and whatnot, so... I need to get another external hard drive for this computer. Oh, wow, yeah, I got 10 gigs in RealPlayer downloads. That
nice.
Would do it. Wow. Lots of old shit. Okay. Yeah, found the problem. What the hell is this? System recovery files. How big is that? Holy cow! Well, I found where all my space was.
Hiding.
In a system recovery file.
That would do it.
Holy shit! 73 gigs and counting. 74, 75, 77. And this thing was like, it's over 2 years old. Why the hell do I still have it? There's no way that's current. Well, time to free up some hard drive space. Because I'm almost certain I've got this saved somewhere.
Having to clear out the porn.
Let's see. Actually, I'm going to wait, and I'm going to make sure I have it saved somewhere. If there's porn in that system recovery file, that would be hilarious.
It's always porn. That is like the...
Actually, it's all right here. Oh, I see what it is. It's actually been unzipped already.
Unzipping the porn. Hiding the porn.
What? Oh, it's because I have a Windows file in here. How big is this? Well, if I'm hiding it, I'm hiding it pretty damn good. There are no directories here that are obvious, so... What the hell is this? Literally, I'm going through most of these files and they're like a couple hundred megs at most. There's finite exposure, but... That's only like 3 gigs. Where the hell is all this... Area games, that might be part of it. Crawl. That's a dungeon crawler, but I don't think it works. Because I don't see any... Yeah, there's no executable in there. Direct3D I don't need. Fraps I don't need. Games... What is this? Gods and Heroes. Oh, that game sucked. So I don't need that. Mythos, I have no idea what the hell this is. It's a game of some kind. But there's nothing here. It's literally, it got uninstalled, the folder was still there, and it saved the folder.
Yeah.
It's 12 KB in size. Okay, starting to delete shit. What the hell? Yes. HP, I don't need that. God. Well, I'm trying to find what the hell is taking up like 70-some megs. Or 70-some gigs. There is literally nothing that should be taking that. Wow theme. What is that? Oh, that's a desktop theme. Okay, so... Users? This is bullshit! What the hell? I literally cannot find anything that would account for that. So, I am at a loss. Huh. I do not get it. There's supposedly a whole shitload of stuff here, but... I can't... Oh, wow, here it is. It's in 2 games? Are you kidding? Wait a minute. Well, that's confusing. I don't know. What the fuck? How is that even possible? Hell is hidden. Huh. Weird. So we...
Well, like I said, I'm kind of like, well, here I'm spinning my wheels here. It's a very odd situation.
Well, yeah, it sounds like it.
I think I won this hand. No, I didn't. Damn. Got it. Yeah, well, the show. I was just kind of like, hey, and then hey, and hey, and yeah. I was trying to mainly give an update for, you know, things going on. Hopefully, I'm waiting.
There's really not been much.
That, somehow. What was that?
No, I was saying there's really nothing going on to talk about.
Well, no, I mean, well, there is always, you know, the fact that when I still had TV, nothing but on the news was Royal Baby Zimmerman trial and Wiener sexting scandal part 12 or whatever.
Yep. That's about all that's been going on, to be perfectly
honest. And that's all
honest.
I saw, and then news hasn't changed much. It's a slow news one. No, there's been no mass murder.
Yeah, well, we wouldn't be that lucky, because then it would actually be news that would be interesting.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just like, Wiener, why is Wiener in the news again? What the fuck? Wiener, keep your Wiener in your fucking hand.
It'd be nice.
Quit sexting people. Quit it.
I can't even imagine that it'd be remotely interesting.
So I've made every penis joke known to man about that at one point or another.
Well, yeah, it's not hard. Bingo.
Sadly, when TV finally went out, show I was actually been waiting to premiere on fucking TV for a while. Finally came on, but I don't have TV anymore. So I was like, God damn it! Sword Art Online. We actually talked about that ways back.
Okay, wait a minute. What are we talking about?
It's an anime called Sword Art Online.
Oh, that thing. Yeah, we've talked about that a few times.
Yeah, well, it's been dubbed, and it made its grand premiere, what was it, this past Saturday? Yeah, on Cartoon Network, on Toonami. And I fucking missed it.
Well, it's online, so, I mean, once you get back connected, you'll be able to find it easily enough, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. That way I can sit there and start critiquing the voice actors like, well, what the fuck were they smoking when they chose this guy? That's actually not too bad. I'm putting good money, if I had good money, I'd put good money that, like, the main bad guy is going to end up being voiced by Stephen Bloom.
Don't know who that is.
He's the guy who does, like, Tom, did Roger Smith, did Spike from Cowboy Bebop.
Oh, okay.
It's the same damn voice every time. Dude doesn't really change much, but he's just got that iconic voice.
Well, that's how it is for a lot of voice actors.
Look at Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill, Batman.
Kevin Conroy. Yeah.
Yeah, he's had a good no matter what he is, you can tell it's him.
It's fucking Batman, yeah. Bruce Wayne in disguise. What's the face? There's been a couple of voice actors for Superman. But yeah, you know, it's just like, he's got one of those iconic voices. Him and Oh, I just forgot the other guy's name. Son of a bitch. Stephen Bloom and who is the other one? Well, Paul Dobson is another iconic voice. If you grew up in the 90s, or if you were alive in the 90s, played Dinobot. He played, what was it? He played a bad guy on Thundercats recently. He's one of those voices that you sit there and go, it's a fucking Dinobot! Come on! He always uses, like, the same kind of, you know, vocal tones. It's just like, it's a Dinobot! You know, you can't escape it.
Maybe they don't want to escape it. That's why they hire them.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you've got an iconic voice, run with it. Look at James Earl Jones, Morgan Freeman, Michael Clark Duncan. Iconic fucking voices.
Well, yeah.
Damn it. Goddamn fucking pipe. Anyway, yeah, I mean, just like, oh, kind of sad about that. I am. I'm also 3 weeks out of date on everything now. Because local places don't offer Wi-Fi anymore. Seriously, what goddamn truck stop?
Not even Hastings?
What? Oh, no. I haven't been in town much. I don't get in town much. Kind of, you know, watching the house. But the one place out here you would think would offer Wi-Fi, a fucking truck stop, an interstate truck stop, doesn't have Wi-Fi.
Yeah, well, you have to remember that this is an international truck stop out in the middle of BFE, so it might not be cost-effective for them to have Wi-Fi. Plus, I know a lot of people, yeah, my dad's done this, if there's a local Wi-Fi, they'll just hop on it. So they won't get, and my dad didn't have internet for 4 months. He was using somebody else's.
Yeah, there is no one out here with Wi-Fi. No one fucking else.
Yeah, so they probably dropped it because everybody else was using their internet. And usually, if they do stuff like that, it's Wi-Fi in businesses like that is limited to so much bandwidth because they're mainly suspecting the use will be, you know, at the most playing Facebook games. You know, maybe a couple of Flash games or something like that, checking your email, doing social stuff. But you get out in the middle of BFE and you get some crazy twat who wants to download 800 gigs of porn. They'll go on that thing and do it, and then, you know, the provider will be like, what the hell's going on? You're using way more bandwidth than you should. And then, usually because of their setup, they end up getting charged for the bandwidth. Because usually they have a certain bandwidth cap set for, and it's not like per month, but it's like per day. So that, you know, texting and stuff like that can be done without breaking the bandwidth. In a place out there like that, I'm sure that cap is even lower because they wouldn't get much access on it. So, I don't know, that it would seem like that would be the way to do it, though.
There's always at least a dozen trucks parked there, though.
Well,
that's
maybe.
There's always people there, you would think.
But it's easy now to get mobile hotspots. You can go in.
Yeah.
You can go in any place now. You can go into fucking Walmart and buy a Verizon hotspot for like $80. And then just use prepaid minutes or whatnot. You pay for what you want. When you run out, you call them up or you go to a Verizon, or right before you run out, you tap your credit card and you put more minutes on it. So, a lot of a lot of truckers probably don't use Wi-Fi that much anymore. They just keep the little hotspot in their car. And one guy, this was a precursor to the hotspot, I'm sure, had found a way to tie his cell phone to use his cell phone as a modem for his laptop. That was like five or 6 years ago. But, you know, it's not, you don't need Wi-Fi to do it now when you just drop $100 one time and you've got your own portable Wi-Fi. And that's got, those have a very small range. Those are a one user deal. So you don't have to worry about people hopping on it because there's no way they can. Yeah, you would think, though, that because it's a Costco, or is it a Conoco?
I think it's a Shell station.
Oh, it's a, well, yeah, you'd think Shell would have something. But then again, like
yeah,
I said,
I mean, it's like, come on.
Rock Island, probably some people were abusing it, so you never know.
I can't say I wouldn't abuse it, you know.
Oh, come on. You and me would be the first two to abuse it.
Well, and here's the thing, is they used to have Wi-Fi. They did actually have Wi-Fi out here, so I don't know what the fuck happened. And somebody probably downloaded a couple gigabytes of porn, or something else, and piss someone off, and they're like, fuck it, no more Wi-Fi. Because it's a truck stop and a restaurant.
Yeah, I know. We've been in there a couple of times.
Yeah,
I went
so
in there
like,
a couple
of
times to get gas with you while I was picking you up.
Yeah, I mean, so you would think.
I would guess that probably some local cretin jumped it, forgot to pay his internet, was not getting as high on something and just hopped on the local access. He had probably been in there before, asked for the password because he had something else, or went in, asked, you know, I've got this thing, you know, brought in a broken iPad, then they aren't going to ask, so said, well, I need this, poked at it for 5 minutes, left and signed his computer into it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if I wanted to, the Coffee Hag, the place that I go down to on Sunday mornings, has Wi-Fi. And you can easily get the password. So, I mean, you just walk up and ask for it. So, but I think they've got unlimited. I think they've actually got like a straight plan.
Yeah.
And it's just a Wi-Fi, so they probably got like unlimited whatever. So, that's the way you do it. And it's not honestly all that much. I mean, my plan through Charter is, well, it's about, I have to pay about $15 for the router modem. But it's like $40, $45 when all said and done. It's not that expensive.
Yeah.
So.
Lord. This is not going to be a fun game.
Hearts?
No, I'm playing Bejeweled Twist.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, have fun with that.
Yeah, well, I'm doing all of like little survival mode challenge games and shit like that. And let me tell you, there's some blasts in the pastness here.
God damn it. I don't know why my skin is very dry lately, so. It's itching.
That's
my back is itching.
That's it. You're
a lot.
Getting the lotion on the skin joke. It puts the lotion on the skin.
I need
skin
it.
Or it gets
the problem is I can't. The problem is I can't reach my back to put lotion on it. I honestly should be using lotion because my skin's been very dry for a while.
And here comes the doom ball.
Everywhere, of course.
Boom. No, it's one of the little stupid challenge games is survive for 30 moves. And it's like, that's complete fucking,
Well, that happens sometimes.
Okay, let's see here. Move that down there, move that down there. Son of a bitch. Hate when it does that to me.
At least not more than once.
It's gonna fuck me again. I'm gonna leave its hip.
You really are a masochist when it comes to games, aren't you?
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah, I can't really deny it. Bada boom. Four moves left. Fuck. Almost arrived it.
Almost.
Almost. This one is going to be one of those challenging
unfortunately
games.
Unfortunately, almost doesn't usually cut it in video games. That's what you say when you're screaming because you're watching your character die.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, I was watching Phony play Rogue Legacies, and he was down to the final boss of the main part. He's like, okay, fuck it, we're going to start this up today and we're going to beat it. And the next 15 minutes are him saying fuck as he gets killed again and again and again. I think he dies like 14 times in a row.
Oh wow. I might actually
and
survive.
It's just like, damn, that is harsh.
And you say I'm a masochist. Woo, I beat it. Woohoo, I feel special now. I beat a game.
Now I'll just fuck you in the next one.
Detonate 5 lightning gems in 5 minutes. Ah, fuck. Wait, I think I've done this somewhere already.
Yep. Have fun with that.
You know, watch me lose my mind. Like, come on, come on, come on, come on. Okay, now I need to get a...
Well, I'd love to, but we're not on video chat, so I'm kind of stuck.
One lightning gem.
Well, this is going to be one of our famous What the Fuck Are They Doing movies.
Yeah.
Things.
Episode. Well, it's good. It was just kind of an update episode. Like, oh yeah, we're still alive. Well, okay, yeah, Chaos is still alive, and he's kind of pissy.
Yeah.
He'll survive.
He may actually not survive after hearing that last comment.
Probably not, no. But I'll get over it. I'll survive. I will survive! Don't mock me, motherfucker.
Why not? It's funny.
And when I did it again, I fucked it up. Keep fucking it up. Okay. Da-da-da, da-da-da-da. Put that there, put that there. Yeah, I am kind of a fucking twisted duck sitting here playing. Oh, that's bullshit. Yes, I'm playing, that's bullshit. Get out of my face, no, don't stop in front of the computer. Come on, guys.
The dogs are still giving you problems, I see.
Yeah, their main goal in life at this point is to drive me as nutty as they can. And they're doing a pretty good job at it, too. Bastards.
I was going to say, that must be fairly easy, I would think. I can't imagine that would take much.
Not really, not. Okay.
No, I didn't think so.
Not really. Trust me, some of the conversations I've been having qualify as what the fuck. On the other hand,
conversations
I'm helping
with
you. Well, for one, I'm having some great conversations with a good landlord. And he's actually working on a script. And that's led to some very funny, funny, funny things. Oh, you son of a whore. Fine, you want to be that way? We're going to be that way. Do I have enough? Yes, I do. I have enough materials to do that. Okay. Damn it, I did it again. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to fuck it up again. I'm not going to fuck it up again. No, I'm not going to fuck it up again. Aha. Shut up, I know I have 1 minute. Damn it, I fucked it up again. Hmm. 1 minute and I've got to make 2 more lightning gems to beat this level. I am a sadist. I hate myself
yes,
so much.
You
and
are.
Finally... Bill Hicks would have a field day with me. Like, what are you doing this to yourself? Like, shut up, Bill.
Because, funnily enough, he likes it.
When you have nothing else to do, you learn to improvise. 19 seconds. Can I do it? Can I do it? Probably not, but I can try my damnedest. Ooh, you're not going to fucking get me that way. 8 seconds. Damn it. One more gem. Oh, yeah. I'm alive. I'm unhappy, but I'm alive. Yes. Well, I mean, come on. Playing games that you can play for free on Facebook nowadays, of course I'm unhappy.
Yeah, that's got to be a bit of an ouch, considering how much money you probably paid for them.
Actually, most of them came in packs. Like, buy one, get, like, another 2 or 3 games back. So it's a real kind of, you know, trigger moment. And shablunk. And I can't believe I did that. Quit being an idiot. I'm telling myself to quit being an idiot. I think I'm insane. Oh, wait. Son of a bitch. Okay, now I gotta line these up. There we go, that's 2. Hey, that one's almost pretty fat for me. Yay! Yeah, it takes a real sad man to sit there and play, you know, games you can get for free on Facebook. I can't believe I fucked that up. There we go. That's 2, 3. Just need 1 more, or 2 more. And I'm golden, like a golden girl. I can't believe I did that.
This would be so much funnier if I could actually see what you were doing.
Trust me, it's not that funny.
Well, it is on this end.
Oh, I'm sure it's fucking hilarious.
Just
on that
listening
end.
To you. Well, in a nerd kind of way, yeah.
Shut up, you idiot dog. Oh, damn it. Okay, that's four. Okay, now comes the fun part.
There's actually a fun part to this?
Oh, yeah. There we go. Last one.
I was wondering if we'd ever get to one.
And I still
after that, I'm still wondering.
There we go. 1 minute, and I'm done. And more just keep falling.
Of course, that's how the game usually goes. You're never truly done.
Oh, that's always a reassuring challenge mode called Enigma. And Siri, create 2 flame gems in 1 move. You're out of your fucking mind. I'm not supposed to fucking do that.
That's damn near impossible.
That's a you're fucking kidding me moment.
That's 4, right?
That's
4,
yeah,
gems.
2 4.
Yeah, that would be, you'd have to get mighty fucking lucky.
I've done it before, but
not intentionally though.
No, and I almost did it. I almost had it right there. Son of a bitch.
Well, yeah, I'm sure that's the thing, too. They give you one, they give it to you that you can set it up and do it. But it's really tricky because you almost have to look at the screen before you make a move, find out where it is, and move it that way. Because if you just start moving, you can screw it up.
Yeah. I've got 3 flame gems on the damn screen, sitting here like motherfucker. What I have to do is I have to position it. So, let's see here. Well, that's actually, that could make it work. That could work indeed. No, that's not going to work. How am I going to do this?
You know what? It's almost an hour. I think we should just call it a day and just stick to chatting for a while. Because we've had a lot of dead time here.
Well, yeah, it's kind of what. Yeah, I'm hoping by the end of the week, I'll have internet restored. There is an odd thing behind that, but I'm not talking about that on the show. That's
right.
Off the show.
There were a couple of things I'm curious about that I didn't want to bring up on the show.
Yeah. For what a show it is. It's kind of like, it's more like an extended update, you know, of, oh
yeah,
yeah, we're alive.
This is a 45-minute waste of time with like 10 minutes scattered throughout that actually mean anything. So I'm going to play the close up and then we'll switch over to Skype.
Night out there, isn't it, boys and girls? I haven't seen a night quite like this in 100 years. In fact, this is no night to be inside. Let's turn off our radios.